The gap between registered Republicans and Democrats in Orange County is smaller than ever, just a few percentage points now. A recent report by the county's Registrar of Voters shows a major shift from 30 years ago, and the data will tell you it is only a matter of time before those numbers flip. But in the meantime, the party still enjoys substantial political power, a power that's playing out in everything from immigration to law enforcement in the county. Gustavo Arellano is with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So what kind of numbers are we talking about here?
Historic. So Registrar Voters, they just made a tabulation recently in March. So now the Republicans only have a little bit more than a 2% lead over Democrats in voter registration, with a big chunk actually declined to state. But that's historic. Back in 1990, the Republicans had 22% lead over Democrats. So now what you're going to see, Democrats both on the national level and the local level, they think that Orange County is in play and they are putting as much money as possible in all sorts of elections to try to get something.
Well, they're doing it right now for the midterms, trying to pick up the House using some Orange County seats to get there.
Absolutely. Of course, we've talked about a lot of those. Just last week, we talked about Dana Rohrabacher and his interesting campaign. Ed Royce, longtime congressman from Fullerton, he's dropped out, so Democrats are falling over themselves. Daryl Issa down in South County. But even an incumbent, a supposedly safe incumbent like Mimi Walters, who represents most of South Orange County. And those are just the congressional people. Then you get to the state assembly and state senate. The Democrats, they really do smell blood in the water.
What is driving this dramatic shift, Gustavo?
So there was a poll done by a group called Political Data, Inc., and frankly, it's the more diverse county, namely Latinos and younger people. So Latinos, of course, in Orange County, we haven't been the most liked of groups. So more and more of them, they historically registered as Democrats, but now especially more of them. And then when you have cities like Los Alamitos and Huntington Beach arguing against sanctuary state policies, then you're going to get even more Latinos as Democrats. But more specifically, it's young voters, voters under 35. So according to Political Data, Inc., 2002, 42% registered Republicans. Now, just 22% and more are favoring the Democrats.
The big-time jobs, though, in Orange County are the supervisors. They're in GOP control. There are five Republicans on the Board of Supes there. Is that going to change anytime soon? Is there like a catch-up that needs to happen?
This is where I always get in trouble with liberals in Orange County, and I say, it's all your fault. It's all the Democrats' fault. So even though the numbers for registration seem to be going the Democrats' way, Republicans still have a stronghold all over Orange County, from school board, even lower than school board, water board races, all the way to the Board of Supervisors. That's because the Republicans have created a farm system going back decades, and the Democrats have spent most of the time just squabbling among themselves and throwing sacrificial lambs year after year. Now they're finally getting it, but I still don't think, at least they're not going to be gaining many seats anytime soon.
The important question here, of course, Gustavo, is I suspect the OC Republican Party isn't taking this lightly. What are they trying to do to buck this trend? Are they expanding the tent, or are they finding other ways to boost their numbers?
They say, no, everything's fine, you know, especially with Latino and Asian voters. Like, this has been the mantra forever. It's like, we just have to find a way to better communicate our values with the values of immigrants, because their values are our values. Well, it hasn't happened. And unfortunately, the Republicans keep endorsing and supporting candidates that tend to say some things that get the Republican Party in water. Now, the Orange County Republican chairman, Fred Whitaker, he's a nice enough, decent guy. And I believe him when he says he wants to make a more inclusive party. But he really needs to clamp down on some of his more colorful, and we'll leave it at that, politicians.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.